Today is our encore here on this Monday. It's the 7th of October, and we present to you today the inauguration of Operation Tom Peep. Not Peep Tom. Peep Tom was one thing. Operation Tom Peep was another. And it all came from and comes from the really rotted out mind of Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay held forth on stage, in fact, at Theater West about a week and a few days ago. And he was talking about this very thing, Operation Tom Peep. So let's listen to Jay and God knows who else. Maybe we'll even hear from Major Elvis Newton, although I doubt it. I think he's probably taking a bath or eating Oreos or something. Here it is, Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police with Operation Tom Peep on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And I got Jay Santos. This is Operation Tom Peep. Is that right, Jay?
That's correct, Phil. Operation Tom Peep is going to be a sort of a cut above and far more organized situation than what we did.
Hey, Jay, you did Operation Peep Tom. Everyone knows that was a disaster.
Yes. You had a camera in the bedroom windows of women.
Well, hold on for a minute. Well, you say everyone knows that was a disaster.
It was a disaster. You got your ass kicked by at least two husbands that we know of.
Okay, hold on. I don't like the idea of misinformation, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
What they're saying is essentially true. Operation Peep Tom.
If I could explain.
Wait, let me just, for the audience, Operation Peep Tom. If I get something wrong, you tell me, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. You tell me my business. That's great.
Well, Jay, look, Jay, wasn't Operation Peep Tom sticking a camera in a window to see if a woman was naked?
Operation Peep Tom, may I?
Go ahead.
Operation Peep Tom was we would go to different bedroom windows. If we heard, we would have a subcommander who would be on a two-way radio and say, okay, we got a Peep Tom. And then we would go into a full sprint. We'd park the van, go in a full sprint to the location of the Peep Tom window where a woman was, yes, exposed. And we would video her exposed and then knock on the door and show the husband. You find that funny, huh, Mr. Henry?
I find it very funny. I find it that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. When you knock on the door and say, hey, sir, we just videoed your wife.
That's correct, yes.
And you got beat up at least twice.
Let me tell you something right now. First of all, I did not get beat up. The guy put his hands on me. You talk about the Dave Dugan episode. Is that right?
I don't know who the guy was.
It was a guy by the name of Dave Dugan. He put his hands on me. We did a three-step takedown on him. Okay, it was all big misunderstanding.
Yeah, three-step takedown. This guy at least threw a couple of punches at you when he found out that you'd videoed his wife with no clothes on.
Yes, he did. But not every husband did that.
Yeah, because they probably weren't home.
You know...
Hey, Jay, listen, I want to know what this is Operation Tom Peep, right?
This is Operation Tom Peep, but I don't want to have to justify what a lot of very hard-working Citizens Auxiliary Police officers have done and continue to do to protect the citizens of this community.
Maybe what you can do, Jay, is not keep calling them ossifers because you sound like you've got Oliver Twist's gruel for a mind, you know?
What?
I agree with Margaret.
You do. You sound like you've got someone's leftover breakfast for a mind. Not a brain, a mind.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I'm going to get... Subcommander Gleason, come here. Hello? Hello?
Can I talk to Jay?
This Subcommander Gleason, that Jay wants me to talk to you.
No, I don't want to talk to Subcommander Gleason.
Give me the phone. Give it. Yeah?
Hey, Jay, I'm sorry, but we ask tough questions here on the Phil Henry Show, especially when you're going around with cameras.
We're not going around with cameras and sticking them in bedroom windows.
Yeah, you did, man. You just said you did.
Well, we're not doing it so we can get our cookies, okay? We're doing it.
Didn't you take one videotape back to the van where Major Elvis Newton was having whatever it was, macaroni and cheese?
No, he wasn't. He was having Cheez-Its, and he was watching Wheel of Fortune.
And he reviewed this tape of this woman getting undressed.
Yes, he did. And when we determined that it was serious Peep Tom material, we took it back to the husband and showed it to him.
And that's when you got your ass kicked.
And I did not get my ass kicked for the night. Mr. Henry didn't get his ass kicked. I was there. He did get... Yeah, he got his ass kicked. I'll do it. A guy threw a couple of punches. We did a three-step takedown, right, Gleason?
Yeah, we did the three-step takedown.
Yeah, you did the three-step. Was the guy arrested?
We agreed to disagree on that one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We agreed to disagree, Mr. Henry, on that one.
What is this? You know, Jay, I don't... Did you ever actually find any guys that were peeping Toms?
No, because Operation Peep Tom was a preventive measure. You know what I mean by preventive measure?
A what?
A preventive measure.
Preventative measure.
Yeah. So we would show women and the husbands, see, look at this. We just videoed your wife sitting on a toilet. Okay, there she is. She's sitting on a toilet and she's wiping. Do you know what would happen? Hold on. Let's go to the room. Okay, we just got a call. We got a call. Let's go out to the van. Hold on, Mr. Henry.
Wait,
Got a, this is a Peep Tom call. No, it's a Tom Peep. Tom Peep call.
You got to explain to us what Tom Peep is.
Hold on. Let's go. Okay, Operation Tom Peep. Operation Tom Peep. Okay, Mr. Henry, right now I'm inside the van. We're on our way to Operation Tom Peep. This is an area of the neighborhood here down the street.
Well, slow down, Jay.
I can't, huh? Okay, so we've just spotted an area where there's a woman. We've got two houses where two women are taking their clothes off. Now, Operation Tom Peep, if you want to know.
Jay, you want to slow down?
No, I can't. Operation Tom Peep is we don't video the woman. We video us looking at the woman. So we have Subcommander Hepcat there. He identified a woman as taking her pants off, and she's naked. And we're going to go and we're video him looking at her.
You're going to video him staring at her?
Yes. So we're not videoing her. We're showing him looking at her. Okay. Okay. What was this?
2550.
Okay, we got to keep going. This is Operation Tom Peep, okay, so, and this is essentially to address all you monkeys that didn't like Peep Tom.
I don't like being called a monkey, Santos.
Well, you know something, General? You didn't like Operation Peep Tom, now it's Tom Peep.
Whatever.
Okay, all right, here's Commander Hepcott. What do you see?
Yeah, I'm looking at her now. She's got no clothes. She's about to use the toilet.
Okay.
You guys with the camera and the toilet.
No, there's no camera on her.
I do not have no camera.
Now, he is wearing a... Are you wearing a helmet cam?
I got a helmet cam on, yeah. And it's... I've turned it on, but we're not going to look at the tape.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, now, no. I'm not looking in the window. Subcommander Gleason is not looking in the window. Major Elvis Newton is back in the van. But you are.
Huh?
You are, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I'm talking to Henry on the...
Okay. Yes, I'm looking in now. She's removed her brassiere. And she's removed her underwear. And she's going into the bathroom. Now she went into a stall. I can't see nothing. So this is not a full Tom Peep.
Okay, this is not a full Tom Peep. So.
What do you mean? You just said you saw her. That guy saw her taking her top off.
And yes, sir. Hold on, Phil. We got this. This ought to be fun. Here's the. Yeah. What do you do? Jay Santa says it's obviously pretty. We saw your wife.
Fucking prick, bud. I'm a cop. You understand? Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what happened, Jay?
This prick came out of the house.
Yeah, you do that. You call a cop. I am a cop.
This prick came out of the house, Mr. Henry, just moments ago.
Ow.
Mr. Henry, this is Subcommander Gleason. Mr. Santos.
I'm a Brigadier Admiral.
Brigadier Admiral Santos. He got kicked in the balls.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but I suggest that you guys get the police over there.
Oh, we'll get the police. Don't worry about it. God, he kicked me right in the balls. Major Newton.
Sir?
Let's go. We're calling to the van right now, and Major Newton.
What happened? I must know.
I got kicked in that sack.
I'm Major Eldest Newton. Is this Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Henry, I just now have been informed that my Brigadier Admiral had took a kick to the groin. This is Tom Peep. And only, I want you to describe, we do not film anyone.
You have one of your subcommanders looking in the window and saying, yeah, she's exposed.
Yes. Did the homeowner, was he at least interested in what you were able to see, Jay?
No, he wasn't. He came out.
Let me talk here to Hepcat. Come here.
I saw a lady take her bra off, and she took off her pants, and then she went into the toilet, but I couldn't see nothing.
You couldn't see anything? Do you have any of the tape?
I was told not to record. This is Tom Peep.
Damn it.
Well, what is it with you, Major Newton? You got to get your cookies looking at this stuff?
My cookies? My cookies, he says. I started the Citizens Auxiliary Police 27 years ago, trying to protect this neighborhood. I can tell you, sir, the last thing that I want...
Give me the phone, Major Newton.
Ever pull the phone away from me, You pull the phone away from me. The next time you take your pants off to take a leak, there won't be anything there but a catheter.
Wow!
All right, I don't want to hear any of this.
Hold on. I got kicked in the nuts. We're going to have a police intercession on this one.
I don't know, Jay. You're going to tell the police...
Hey, General, you're going to tell the police?
That's right. You're going to tell the police that you were outside this man's bedroom...
The wife, not the man.
Outside the wife's bedroom window, looking at her, and you decided to let him know that's what you were doing.
That's right. And what did he do? He come around the corner and kicked me.
He came around the corner and discovered you guys. Sounds to me, Jay, like he came and found you guys before you could say anything.
I was about to go to the... Well, did you or did you not inform the man, or did he come around the corner and put a boot to your nutsack? He came around the corner and saw me. Oh, you...
Jay Santos, sounds like Operation Tom Peep sucks.
Yeah? Go ahead. You want to say it? Sucks a dick? Yeah.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That's another ill-spent evening with the Citizens Auxiliary Police running his ass off. Phil, no, wait a minute. I want to get this said. Running his ass off from the van, going over to a house. There's a woman in the window, and they're not videoing her. They're staring at her so that they can then say, hey, guess what, man? We saw your wife. She was sitting in the window there naked. Never mind. You were overmodulating there. Isn't that nice to know? Phil Henry is a little put out. I'm put out by this bullshit. I don't want that guy in the air anymore because what he does is patently illegal. And on top of that, it's patently stupid. He gets a knee to the nuts. What happened? If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I think they know, Margaret.
Well, they might. Some people might have missed it.
Some people might have missed it. Operation Tom Peep, not Peep Tom. He had his subcommander staring in the window, or at least the subcommander said, I can see a woman, she's naked.
Not videoing it.
And the husband came out, kneed Jay in his groin, and Major Newton sounds put out that they don't have any video.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I think Newton, the only reason why I think Newton comes along for the ride is so he can take a look at the pictures and go, yee.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's a... Nothing more than a jerk-off session with a guy.
I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Jay. We really need to talk, man, because you know what's going to happen. The police are going to get a hold of this. They're going to, Phil Henry's been helping you with this? Phil Henry is, you know.
Hold on. Jay Santos.
Oh, this ought to be good. Yeah, Jay?
You're talking about me right on the air right now without any legal representation, talking about what the police are going to do?
I'm telling you that I've been on the air.
You're talking about me. You hung up on me, too.
I'm telling you that the cops will come to me and say, hey, have you got tapes of this guy going and sticking his camera?
It wasn't a camera. It was Subcommander Hepcat. Oh, man.
Okay, Subcommander Hepcat is staring in the window of this woman's bedroom.
That's right. Hold on. 4303? 4303. Got another one. Okay, I got to off campus. We're on our way now, Okay, we're on our way now, Phil, over to Amelia College here. Apparently there's a lady who is taking her clothes off at the window. There's a house right off the side of the street here. And we're going to go and look in the window. I mean, not look in the window, but...
Oh, shut up. Jay Santos of the...
Well, you know, he does important work.
Oh, sure he does. You know, if that guy would just stick to... What was it he was doing last summer? Well, he was trying to... They were figuring out whether they had... You know, enough time to kind of sit back and eat their broth.
They wanted to eat broth and soup before they went and...
Yeah, that's right. Before they went and tried to rescue people from storm drains.
Oh, man. You know, Sarah, you laughing about that. People make you think you're laughing at it.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's just doing that.
Yeah, but people think it's funny. There's a guy getting sucked down a storm drain, and you're going, ha ha.
No, that's not what's funny. That's not what's funny at all. What's funny to me is a guy that claims to be a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer is going to help the community.
Jay Santos.
You know something, Jay?
You know, you sit there, Phil, Mr. Henry, you talk about me like I'm some kind of just something that you flicked like a booger off your finger or something. And
I was talking about you last summer eating broth and soup before you decided to rescue guys from cars that were going underwater.
You know something? We try to do the most effective job we can. You're talking about last summer when we did Operation Floodwear, which was named after the kind of pants you wear was flooding, okay?
That's nice.
All right, but what are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying you're about as effective with this Operation Tom Peep as you were last summer while you're having broth and stew.
I have
Manhattan or stew, just to think about...
Get this guy out of here.
Just to think about...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up next. The Fall-tacular is upon us, and Steve will be doing Steve's Boogie. What else is he doing?
Steve Dooley will be doing Steve's Boogie. And my understanding is Steve will be doing... he'll be doing Steve's Boogie, and then he's going to do the Skip-Step Boogie. Okay.
This ought to be good.
Yeah, it ought to be good. Steve and the Skip Step Boogie coming up in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You want to have unending entertainment? Entertainment you can download and take with you. Entertainment you can stream wherever you'd like to. Entertainment that goes far beyond any radio or digital content you've ever heard before in your life. You want the Phil Hendry Show. He's got all these funny characters on his radio show that talk to callers that thought they were real. He's got his digital show, which is a complete satire of presentational radio and presentational podcasts, and you don't even know what it is I'm talking about.
Just get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show. It's fine, Gene. Get a backstage pass to the Phil...
I'm Ward.
Oh, you're Ward. That's right. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show at Phil... What do you want?
I'm sorry, my glasses...
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. You'll love it. What do you want?
Oh, these aren't. These are your glasses.
Hi, world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Welcome back. And Bobby and Steve Dooley are joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Every quarter, every season, they have their... Taculars, as they call them. There's the winter tacular, the spring tacular, the summer tacular. And now, Bobby, here we are with the fall tacular upon us. And was this something that you guys started?
Yeah, this was a tradition. Can you turn that?
Turn the music down, bud.
Thank you. Can you hear me, Phil?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, this is a tradition of the fall and the winter and the summer. And we did call it the autumn tacular. And Dale Scooby, who is a longtime resident of Western States, he was here when the Carlisle family ran things at the Homeowners Association, which is something we probably don't want to talk about.
I don't want to get into bad-mouthing.
No, it's not bad-mouthing. It's just it's a good thing that we, Steve and I came along.
Yeah, it's a very good thing, because they had...
All right, Steve.
It was a good thing.
It was a good thing that we came along, because we were able to pull some things together that we thought the place needed.
Like what, for instance?
Margaret.
I'm sorry?
No, I'd like to know. Like, what did you pull together that needed...
Well, what did we pull together? You may remember that around 2001, we had a terrorist attack. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that. But you've been the Homeowners Association president...
Can I finish, Mr. Henry?
I don't want to go down this road.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Margaret, I don't want to go... I don't care. I just... The question... I'm not trying to start an argument.
Well, it sounds argumentative.
No, it does sound argumentative. And you were going to say what?
You've been the Homeowners Association president since before 2001.
That's correct, yes. And before 2001, we were, Steve and I, both concerned about Muslims.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
No, not here we go. We were... What happened in 2001... September 11th.
There was a terrorist attack, but it wasn't about Muslims. It was about criminals.
Well, you know something, General. What we did is we tightened things up around here. No, we did not keep people of Middle Eastern origin or even people who were practicing Muslims out of Western Estates. But what we did say to them was, you know, if I found out that you're a Muslim... You know what? Why are we talking about this?
That's a very good question.
I wanted to know, you made the statement that you tightened things up around there.
What happened? What we did essentially was we'd ask all of the new members, all the new homeowners, do you mind telling me what religion? Most of them would say it's none of your business, and we'd say, okay, it's none of our business. Jesus, you know?
Yeah, they'd get all huffy about it.
However, if they were people who looked as, and then I'd say, are you recently arrived here, were you born here?
Why would you ask them that?
If they looked good, maybe in a turban.
If they look good in a turban, boy, you guys are getting real good here, man. You're really.
This is why I asked the question.
You know, all you do is try to make us look bad, Mr. Henry. You know that, don't you?
No, that's not. I will say this.
That isn't the case?
No, that is not the case. Margaret, why did you do this? I was going to interview them about the Fall-tacular.
I wanted to know what they tightened up around there. Now we're finding out if they look good in a turban.
I what I meant to say, all I'm saying is if they looked Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern is what you're trying to say, honey.
No kidding? Thanks. If they looked Middle Eastern, we would simply note that they look Middle Eastern.
Did you note if anybody looked European American, if anybody looked Asian?
No, we did not, Phil. And you want to know why? Because at that time, there was a thing called a cicada. The cicada, right?
The cicada.
You mean Al-Qaeda?
That's it, yeah.
It's Al-Qaeda.
Well, you guys are on top of it, huh?
You know something, Phil? It was a very difficult time.
Before 9/11.
Even before 9/11.
The Al-Qaeda.
What did you know of Al-Qaeda before 9/11?
I'm sorry, but there'd already been an attack on the coal.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah, don't know about that, do you?
All right, so it was in the news.
Yes.
The Al-Qaeda, not cicada, which is an insect.
Whatever.
Mr. Henry, as I said, all you ever want to do, Mr. Henry, is put a tail on us. You want to stick a tail on me, one on Steve, and then say, go hang from the jungle gym.
No, that's not the case, Ms. Dooley. So the fact is, you noted the appearance of some of your homeowners, if they look Middle Eastern, you noted that. And then after 9/11, what happened?
Then we were proved right.
Then we were proved right, you know, about...
What proved you right? Were you harassing these people?
No, we were not harassing anyone, but we simply said to the L.A. County Sheriff...
Oh, so you turned the cops on them?
No, we did not. We said, look, if you're interested... Here are some people. You know what? This is really unfair.
We came on here to talk about the Steve Boogie and the Faultacular and everything.
Well, I'm glad I asked the question. I didn't know that Margaret would ask this. I didn't know Margaret would ask the question. I apologize if it went far afield of what you thought, but it was a very revealing series of answers anyway. So would you call yourselves bigots or prejudiced against people from the Middle East? Ms. Dooley?
We're not answering.
We're not going to answer any more questions off of your dumb ass.
What? What the hell are you doing, man? Hey, Phil. No, wait. That, no, hey, Phil. They were the ones that said they tightened things up after the Carlisle family left. And so I asked them, how did you tighten things up?
Yeah, they're the ones. They stumbled down the highway. They did it.
We were going to find out all about the damn... Oh, Jesus. Call them back.
What?
What? What are you talking about? Call them back.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ms. Gray, she was way out of line. Way out of line.
Wait a minute.
We'd like, can we talk about the fauticular? I mean, the fault, Ms. Dooley.
Ms. Dooley, I'm sorry. The interview went kind of sideways. It's not what we wanted to ask about. Margaret, you know, you're part of the show. You're going to have to stay here, Margaret.
Oh, I have to stay here, huh?
You know something, Margaret? When I talk to you, I don't try to embarrass you. I don't ask you, hey, have you ever been arrested for abusing your son? What about your husband? Does he look like a child abuser?
I never said anything of the sort to you.
No, you're just asking, what is it you're tightening up around there? Oh, are you some kind of an anti-Middle Eastern bigot?
That's what you think about me?
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, yeah, you went butch. Huh? You butched it up a little bit.
I'm sorry, Phil, and I'm sorry, Margaret. I got so angry.
All right, let's just forget it, huh? Just forget the whole thing.
Well, I get angry. I get very angry when someone tries to say I'm a prejudice.
All right, let's just forget the whole thing, please, and let's talk about something much more fun, the Faultacular.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Steve Dooley. Don't
want to... I'll be here in case you...
Well, don't look at me. I didn't mess this up. You're the ones, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, that said you tightened things up.
Yeah, well...
I didn't know I was going to be interrogated like I was on one of them cop shows or something.
All right. We're sorry about that. Mr. Dooley, Steve, it's Phil Henry. Tell us about the Faultacular. Don't you kick it off with your Steve's Boogie?
Yeah, I kick it off with what's called a zigzag slide. They'll say, here's basically what I do. The Faultacular starts next Friday, begins this weekend, Friday, with the annual Steve's Boogie dance. And what I do is dressed in skin-tight overalls.
You have the phone. This is something for the ladies to behold. Steve in skin-tight overalls. And believe me when I tell you, you know, you can look, but you don't touch. Here.
Me?
Go.
Yeah, so I'm in skin-tight overalls, and I'm dressed in skin-tight overalls.
Yeah, we got that already.
Okay, and then I zigzag slide out onto the stage. I do kind of a zigzag slide. Hey, yeah.
What is the zigzag slide?
It's kind of like, have you ever seen people...
Like when people ice skate, they go back and forth down the rink? Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I step onto the stage, just zigzag slide. Then once, and people love it. They love to see the zigzag slide. And then I do the skip step boogie, which is a skip boogie. Skip. You know, I can't describe it, but it's a skip step. And the whole thing is about a half an hour. It's a lot of fun. People enjoy it. As Steve does the zigzag slide and the skip step boogie for a half hour.
Dressed in skin tight overalls.
That's right. You jealous?
Of what?
Of me having a hot husband and you having whatever you've got.
Listen, sister. Okay, so thank you very, very much, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, for the update on the Falltacular. Steve will be doing the boogie or whatever.
Steve does the Steve boogie. Two things. He does Steve's boogie, which is the zigzag slide and the skip step boogie.
Do the skip step boogie.
In skin tight overalls.
That's right. Give the ladies a break, you know. And look at
Jesus Christ, what a disaster of a show. Hey, Phil, hey, don't hey Phil me. You guys started in on them about the Middle East and the 9/11 and what security precautions they take. I'm telling you, you ought to know those two people are a couple of screwballs. Well, why do you say that? They're the ones that were out there saying you had to have an oversized flag after 9/11 and all of you Jewish people take down your blue and white lights and, you know, over and over and on with, I don't know.
Why do we even have them on? Can I just ask a question now? You know, I don't even want to.
What?
Why do we have them on? Why do we always have the Dooleys on?
That's a good question. Didn't believe he had the guts to ask that. Why are you asking that, bud?
Why am I asking it? Take a look, man. Oh, there, it's trouble. They come on here to talk about the zigzag boogie. And a, god damn, are you kidding me, man? Skin-tight overalls and Bobby sticking her butt up in the air with the high rear end.
They're a paid sponsor, okay?
Aha!
Well, so they're another group of people that we get money from. Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills, Bob Green's, you know, Greens and Meats. Yes. So these people are on the air because they give us bread. Yes! What the hell do you think this is, man? This runs on air? All right, what about Jay Santos? Jay Santos simply does reporting on security matters for us, okay?
Is he paying?
No, he is not. Well, then why do you have him on? Because we can't get any other cop agency to come on here with us. We can't get any legitimate cops on this show. Nobody will come near us. Okay, you happy? Now, there you asked.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Phil Hendry Show has so little credibility with the police agencies of this city, county, and state. They don't want to come near us.
Yeah. Good one, Mr. Henry. Way to go.
Oh, yeah. That's my fault, huh?
Well, you're the guy that found Santos.
No, I didn't find him. I think he attempted to arrest one of us or something.
Yeah, he did. He tried to check out Miss Gray's purse or something.
He came up to me in a mall and said, let me look in your purse to make sure you don't have vaginal itch. Go ahead and laugh it up, Phil.
Okay, that's all for me. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One coming up. We got a big subscription promotion coming up for you. You guys that aren't subscribers yet, you love it.
You love it no end.